Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. The Horror Club is a group of individuals who have way too much time on their hands, whom love to entertain other individuals who have way too much time on their hands.
Welcome!
We are your hosts, Anna,
Niza,
and Frosty!
Welcome to episode numero nueve!
Woo!
We made it, guys.
Nine weeks going.
I just want to start off by saying, I'm sorry I wasn't here last week, but I hate you guys.
Welcome back, Anna.
Thanks.
Yeah.
We love you.
Welcome back. Where have you been?
I think I'm legit.
Sit on top of Pot of Jeffrey.
Spot a dick.
No.
She's got a big old bag of them at home. She don't need us.
She brought us a big old bag of Spot of Dicks.
Thank you, Anna.
You guys are awful. No, I got sick. I think I'm just, like, exhausted or something, because I felt really weak and lightheaded, and, like, I felt like I was going to pass out. So I went home, and,
Took a test?
No. But my boss was, like...
Did you take a test recently? Because these are signs of, you know...
No, my sister felt the same way.
You got it. Cancer.
So I probably have cancer.
Don't say that. Cancer is terrible.
Yeah, but anyway, and then my boss is, like, sick, so I think I'm getting whatever she had, or my voice is just going, because I've worked 50 hours.
So you don't feel 100% yet?
Nope, but it's just been like that. Like,
and she came here, and she's sitting next to me.
Cough on her.
She's touching me.
I don't
think she's breathed on me.
It might just be, like, what's it called? I don't even know. Like, you know when you're hungover, and, like, you feel like you smoked a lot?
Hangover.
You smoke a lot of cigarettes, like, and your chest is like, that's how it feels like.
You got a lot of phlegm buildup?
Probably. Yeah. I don't know. It just feels like, you know that nasty feeling you have the next day after you
know
you drink?
Maybe you have a built-up pneumonia.
Maybe. Like, you drink
too
much?
She could have walking pneumonia, yeah. My nephew had that.
Gross.
Like, you drink
get the
too
fuck
much
out of here.
Pneumonia is contagious.
I know, right? Oh, my goodness.
But, yeah, I don't know.
Don't breathe on me, Anna.
But that's what I've been dealing with. But it's okay. I'll feel better.
Well, we do hope you feel better.
What have you guys been up to?
Pokemon Go!
Yeah, Pokemon Go!
Level 15. Oh, 16 now,
See, I'm
actually.
Way behind. I'm only level 6.
16.
I'm on level 12.
Yeah. But I haven't been exercising. I haven't
been Team Valor.
Out. Yeah,
Team Valor! Up in here. All three of us.
We also want to mention that we might be going to a Pokemon Go event on the 23rd.
I will not be joining. Because
Anna and her conspiracy theories.
Yeah, Anna and her conspiracy.
Like, honestly,
she thinks we're all gonna get bombed.
If somebody was to do something like that, Pokemon Go would be the best game to do it, because Pokemon Go is a new version of an old version of a game. That's how Google Maps got all their information, was from the game that was before Pokemon Go. I don't remember the name of it, but yeah. And so people send in pictures, and that's why there's pictures on Google Map and whatnot, and that's why there's stops, the Pokestops, and the gyms.
Oh,
they're pictures that people sent in from the other game. It's a social
experiment. Is it Ingress?
I think so.
Because I have Ingress.
What's Ingress?
Ingress is this other game. I haven't really played much with it because I just saw some girl on the bus, and she's like, oh, you should download this. And I was like, okay, fine, whatever.
What's it about?
Basically, it's like you're two separate entities. You're the Revolution or you're the New Order, I guess, basically. And you just take out each other's gyms. And then you walk around and then you get supplies.
Yeah, the creators of that game made this game. And this game, obviously, a lot bigger than the first one.
Has that other game had problems with
their servers going down and stuff? Well, no, because it's not Pokemon.
And the fact that this game is so popular, more popular than they expected it was going to be. Like, they knew it was going to be popular, but it's more popular than that. Everything that's been going on in the world right now, I feel like that would be a perfect time to attack someone. If anybody was to attack someone, that would be a perfect time. So I don't want to do that.
We definitely understand.
Thanks for a helpful tint.
Yeah, exactly.
On that.
Still might go, though.
Oh, I'm still going to go.
I know what you mean, though, because, like, there's been a couple new stories of people getting mugged.
And stabbed.
Some creepers.
Oh, yeah.
Around.
Yeah, I heard people are setting up lures.
Yeah.
And then people go to the lures to get their Pokemon, and then they get mugged.
Yeah.
That's why you don't go alone. That's why I always go with Jeffrey.
Or you don't
Silly
go at
gamers.
Night. Don't go at night to Monkey King to go get your
at 3 in Pokemon. The morning? Like, what the fuck are you doing in a dark-ass alley at 3 in the morning by yourself? Yeah. Even if you weren't playing this game, anybody could do something to you. You should probably keep that in mind, and you should not go alone in dark places. And then I saw this video of some stupid girl who got ran over by a car off the freeway.
She's not watching.
Yeah, because she wasn't watching. The game told me to go, so I blame the game. The mom, the game.
I remember watching the same thing too. Like the girl, I guess she crossed a freeway or something like that, and then she got hit by a car for doing that. That's your own damn fault.
I know, exactly. Yep.
Do not blame the game. That is you being a dumbass going across the freeway.
You should know.
You
better.
Can find Pokemon that aren't at a fucking freeway, okay? You can find them anywhere.
I just want to say that if you have never played first gen on your Game Boy, get the fuck off our servers because you're blocking them. Let us, you know, 90s kids get in there. Fuck. We've been waiting for this forever.
Seriously, I want to run and I want to catch a Pikachu.
I caught one. I caught two.
Yeah, fuck you, Anna.
Yeah, fuck you, Anna.
Fuck you.
I use an incense and one came to me. And then
she's probably the one that stole that Pikachu that I was trying to hunt down that one night.
No, it was it was too far. It was like way down by the cemetery. It was way over there.
We're going to the cemetery tonight?
Yes, we are going Pokemon hunting.
It sounds really creepy, but they have a lot of like monuments.
It's actually very disrespectful.
As long as you don't step on the things.
We're not stepping on any graves. We're not venturing into the graveyard. We'll be driving.
We're not
in
trying
car.
To bring anything back with us. By the way, do you have your sage? I want you to bless us when we come back in because I don't want any bad juju.
Out of sage.
Yeah. Well, then we need to go to the herb store or something because I need to be blessed
down.
When
like,
we come back.
It's like we'll be fine. Yeah,
we'll be
it's,
cool.
Oh, okay.
It's not like we're the only ones there, and it's not the only thing is
there's other people.
Yeah,
in the cemetery
because they set out lures, and there's so many Pokestops, and there's a gym in the middle of the cemetery too. It's
gym
just,
in the middle of the cemetery. That is crazy.
I'm excited.
I'm excited.
So excited.
I'm
I've
so
been
excited.
Going for like I want to say like 2 weeks, but it's not even been 2 weeks.
Well, I'm just
like,
excited about how this game is gonna evolve.
Oh, yeah. I already heard, like, there's going to be an update where we will be able to battle each other soon.
Yeah.
And they're going
to I'm very much looking forward to that. That's why I want to get as leveled up as possible before I can fucking start battling you guys.
They're going
to
add second generation
Pokemon.
No.
Keep it first gen, please.
Yeah.
No, they're going to start adding more Pokemon because not all the really cool Pokemon are on there. Like, first generation's pretty cool, but it's not all of them are on there.
But then you get that fucker that looks like an ice cream cone.
Oh, no, that's like...
I don't care. I don't want
PanCham.
Any.
Slowly
PanCham.
Releasing other ones in there. And she's wearing her... And she's wearing her panda
my
shirt.
My panda shirt!
Yeah, I got you that shirt when I was in Chicago, you bitch.
Take that. Up your ass.
Yeah, well, panda.
Yeah. Well, if we want to, we need to keep moving on if we want to get to that cemetery at a decent
time. All right, let's continue
on. Definitely. I just asked what you guys were doing, so Frosty.
You heard about Frosty's failures. What do you think about that from last week?
Oh my God. So I did hear the podcast, all of it, while I was at work today. I had to pause and talk to people, but I did it. And Kaylee, you need to...
A girl's called Frosty.
Frosty, you need to stop talking to guys who are not interested or guys who are not, like, pushing forward. You need to push forward with other guys and not just focus yourself on one person. You need to open yourself out
open
to different...
Open the floodgates.
To different people.
Nobody's coming to my floodgates.
That's not what I mean. Like, you're... investing yourself into a person who may or may not be interested and you're doing it 110%. Instead of investing yourself into one person, you need to just go out there and get to know people. Open up the playing field, basically. Like, talk to multiple people.
I am talking to multiple people. It was that he liked Game of Thrones, and then so I was like, oh, go watch it. And then he just happened to Game of Thrones and chill some other girl right after I gave him the password. So I deleted the password. It's nothing to do...
But it wasn't just him.
...with who...
You bagel boy. You gave him advice on how to get with other girls.
Oh, I got an update on bagel boy, actually, though. Because I went back in again, and he was there. Apparently, he's still working there, but, like, 2 days a week. So, he's moving to another place to work, and he gave me the address of the new place he's working at.
Why didn't you just give him your number?
Yeah, Kaylee.
I don't know how to
Kaylee,
do that.
That's an effort. See, like that. Like, Bagel Boy just opened up his doors to you. He did it. You didn't do it. He did it.
I don't know
you
how to do that.
It.
I don't know how to just be like, hey, Joe, here's my phone number.
That's all you gotta do.
Yeah, that's all you gotta do. Hey. Be like, hey, Joe.
Bagel boy. You can make me bagels at my place.
I can't. Yeah. I can't do that.
Get
I can't do that.
Be like, hey, I have to go, but here's my number.
Exactly.
I'll talk to you later or something. Or,
bye-bye.
Hey. And then you wait for him to text you, because that motherfucker's going to text you. He's going to text you.
He going to text you? He going to text you so
if good. He's interested enough to give you the address of where he's working, he's going
to
text you.
He wants to see you.
Yeah.
I guess I can try it.
Frosty actually has some news for us.
Okay. Yeah, I did our first, I guess you would call it, guest spot on Hydrate Level 4. Okay, job, Peter and I went to go see Ghostbusters last night, the remake. We did a short review on his podcast of it. Nice. If you want to check out the review for Ghostbusters that we gave, you know, definitely check out his channel, Hydrate Level 4. And then he's also on We Got 5.
It's been pretty cool that we've found someone near us in Portland who does podcasts as well.
Oh, yeah, and then we can go out and do these collaborations and stuff with him anytime we want to. Like, we've already had Peter on before where he did the Game of Thrones special.
Yeah, our Game of Thrones vomit episode.
Which minus Anna.
I didn't listen to it. Of course,
don't listen to it. Have you at least watched Anna?
She hasn't even watched Game of Thrones
yet. Pokemon Go came out and it took over my life.
You know nothing, Anna Mesa.
I finally got back to Gossip Guys. Gossip Guys are these two guys, Andy and Aaron. They mostly talk about Gossip Girl, but these guys talk about different shows like Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm. One of them hasn't watched it, but I was like in shock, like, oh my god, I don't want to sound stupid. Like, I want to tell them, I really want to be on this, okay, I'll do it whenever, just tell me when. Yeah, but I don't want to come off too desperate or too, like, you know, creepy, so I was like, okay.
What am I gonna be on?
So instead I waited. I was trying to wait to, like, calm down. That was my Batman voice. Like, just calm down.
Where is he?
So, they're based out in L.A., but right now they're taking a break until about August or September, I want to say. And so they're going to be listening to us on their break. So this is why I'm kind of bringing in a shout out to them, because I really like them. I think their show is hilarious.
Well, I'm definitely going to try to catch up on Gossip Girl, at least up to season 4.
And they're in our time zone too.
Yeah, so they're hilarious. They're funny.
They asked us, they're like, so we're out of LA, so we'd be doing this over Skype unless you have a private jet.
Yes, we do have a private jet.
If we had a private jet, I wouldn't be working.
Yeah, we do have a private jet.
Just saying.
And Yogi Yum is my boyfriend.
Although, I do work with these ladies who talk about how they're too rich, like, their house is too big.
Oh, fuck
I have
you.
Too much money, blah, 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 blah.
Why the
blah,
fuck
blah,
you working here?
Like, my house is too big. My life is hard. Like, fuck you.
First world problems.
Yeah. Like, I wish my house was big. And one of the ladies that I work with, her kids swim a lot, and so they have, like, an indoor, like, heated pool and, like, whatnot, and...
Oh, speaking of first world problems.
Yeah.
So, with Pokemon Go going on, there was actually one of our followers, I was reading off tweets or whatever, and one of his tweets was that he was waiting for the sun to go down so that he could go catch Pokemon. Hilarious. So then I retweeted it, and then I put first world problems.
That's funny.
Is there any more shout-outs we want
to
do?
To you guys, because you guys are the best. You guys made me go, aw, I don't hate you guys. Because the beginning of the episode, I was like, I hate you guys. I really fucking hate you guys right now. I wish I could have slapped you guys when this was going on. And then
we were sitting here going, and that's when we were like, we love you, Anna.
We love you wrong time.
I know. I love you guys.
Okay, let's go into our voicemails. If you would like to leave us a voicemail, you can always dial 971-301-4272. Give us a shout out, show us your love, or if you just want to say something random. This voicemail was for us at the Horror Club from former President Bill Clinton.
Hello, this is former President of the United States, Bill Clinton. As you know, last week my wife Hillary was vindicated of all charges relating to her email scam. Now, I knew my wife Hillary was not going to go down for the FBI, because she has not went down for anybody in years. Oh, man. I do have to say she learned from the best. Al Gore showed me how to delete my search history when he invented the Internet. If you're thinking about voting for my wife, Hillary Clinton, this election, I recommend you think otherwise. Now, listen, she will defeat ISIS, because if there is one thing colder, heartless, and more barren than ISIS, that is my wife, Hillary Clinton. But I urge you to fill the Johnson this November. No, not that again. I'm talking about Gary Johnson. He wants gay married couples to be able to defend their marijuana plants with assault rifles. That's the America I'm talking about. So help Johnson win this election. anyway, have a great one, America. Bill Clinton. Out.
Apparently we have...
Where did that come from? That was one of you guys, right?
Yeah, that was me.
Yeah, because I could totally, you know...
I could totally do Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton.
It's your voice thingy.
It was Dr. Hibbert.
No, Anna, no. One of our listeners actually called in.
And really?
Wesley. Yeah.
Wesley. From Via VHS Movies and TV. His podcast is coming out soon.
Yeah, he doesn't have any episodes yet, but we will be eagerly looking forward to them.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it.
Are they going to get some more Bill Clinton?
Thank you, Wesley. Thank you, Wesley.
Thank you.
Well, what is his podcast?
Shut up, Wesley.
Shut up.
If you get the reference,
his
you are amazing.
His podcast is VHS Movies and TV. I just told you.
Oh,
come on,
I thought
Anna.
That's what the name
Give it
was.
A time.
I thought that time, was what the name was.
Do you guys get the reference?
Apparently,
Shut
there's
up,
a
Star Trek.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't watch that.
You don't watch Star Trek?
No, or That's Lord of the Rings, or Star Wars.
You've never seen Lord of the Rings?
I started to, and I fell asleep. So
get the
once
fuck out, Anna.
Anna, I need to reevaluate this friendship.
Anna,
excuse me for a moment.
Are you really not seeing? Oh my gosh!
Shut up! Quiet! It'll be all over soon. She didn't even feel a thing. She didn't even make any noise. I got blood in
Where
my.
Where the
hair.
Fuck are we gonna hide this body now?
I would say that I feel bad. But
She's still talking!
Couple more! She dead yet? Is she dead yet?
Nope. I just don't die.
God damn it!
How the fuck have you never watched Lord of the Rings? Have you seen The Hobbit?
No, I never watched Lord of the Rings, so I never watched The Hobbit. It's not like I didn't try. I even tried watching Sherlock Holmes and I fell asleep, so I couldn't.
Anna, you haven't watched Sherlock Holmes?
No, I tried. I literally, every time. Okay, so if I watch a movie and I fall asleep in the movie and I try to rewatch it, I fall asleep in the movie again. Casey knows this. This is why we never watch movies that I fall asleep in anymore unless I want to go to sleep. That's just what happens. And that's, you guys know, like, my sleeping habits have changed and they're not as bad as they used to. Sorry about that, but they're just, that's just one of them that doesn't go away. Did we get any more voicemails?
No, that was it. That was our only one. But you can also, you can always text us.
Mm-hmm. And we'll
the
read
same
your text
number,
messages
Yeah, 971-301-4272.
We could even do them in a funny accent.
Yeah, we could.
And you don't even have to tell us who you are. You could just
Yeah, you can send us your questions.
40C.
Or even if you want us to talk about something specific, let us know.
Yeah, let us know.
Brazilian.
Or if you want to tell us
maybe
that we're doing a shitty job.
Yeah, I was just about to say, maybe you wanted to tell us how bad we are and how awful we are.
Maybe you want to tell us to fuck off.
Yeah.
We'll definitely play it if you want us to tell us
to
fuck off. We won't be nice, but Kelly
would be glad.
I would be glad to hear somebody say, fuck off, Frosty. And then I could be like, you too, sir.
You too, sir. Have a good day.
Have a good day.
Say good day.
I said good day. Me and Kaylee have talked about one of our friends who does English, old English accents, doing our opening, and then us making a short commercial.
On YouTube.
On YouTube. Like, we're gonna dress up like period dramas with the fluffy dresses and do like a tea time. And then he'll be like, the Horror Club, when his English
The
accent.
Horror Club is a group of individuals who have way too much time on their hands. We love to entertain
and
other individuals.
And we'll pretend that we're delicate ladies
until
the end where one of us fucks up and one of us says, like, well, fuck
I
you.
Can't do this anymore. God damn it.
God!
I need to take... Okay, well, in this case, we need to go we need to go to, like, Goodwill or something.
And then,
like,
him saying, ripping. And then him saying, yes, civilized. Ladies.
And then we go back to trying to sit there, and Nisa's like holding us down. Stop it. Yeah, I can
There's
see
like
that.
Blood on our faces. We're bandaged.
Our makeup's all smeared.
Or we could do a cake fight.
A cake fight, yes.
And then the aftermath.
Did you know that there's actually a place in Hillsboro where you can have a fake tea party?
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
We should do that.
Yeah.
If we could have a cake scene. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be really cool.
That would be really fun to do, right? Do you, like, go to a dress-up shop, rent out fluffy dresses. And
just trash the shit out.
Yeah, just no. Trash the shit.
They make little. Yeah. They give you like little sandwiches, and you get to choose the kind of tea you want.
Grab the sandwich. I want the English accent saying that grab we're sophisticated sandwich. Young ladies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Russell. He says that he can do Michael Caine.
Yeah, the butler from the Batman. Well, we've planned on doing drunk baking with the horror club.
Like, just when get we can't together, do the podcast.
Or the horror club tries, and we can do like different foods.
Yeah.
Oh, that would suck.
Oh, I was going to actually also take Frosty's failures to the next level, where have you seen all those videos where they...
We send her out in a social experiment.
Well, no, not like that. Like you know, like those things where, like, oh, make a Mickey Mouse cake like this.
Oh,
or,
yeah.
Or make a Pikachu cake like this, and then me trying to make it, and then me being like, this fucking doesn't look like shit!
I have a Ninja Turtles cake mold. Yes, I do.
And you've never made a cake, and
not
you've
yet.
Never made it? What the fuck is
I
wrong with this?
I used to have a motorcycle one, too. They're hard.
Wow, damn.
They're really hard to make.
Yeah, but we're going to try drunk baking. So
oh,
we
yeah.
should all do
like,
drunk
baking. We were talking about doing drunk baking where...
We can see who
but
makes
the
best cake
somebody
drunk.
Taking, we need somebody watching us and make sure someone's sober.
Yeah.
Jeff.
Yeah,
Jeff.
I was just going to say.
Jeff.
Right there.
Jeffrey.
Jeff could film it.
Jeffrey. My name is Jeff.
My name is Jeff.
But yeah, no, that would be a lot of fun. I would like that. I would mm-hmm. like that very much.
Okay, yeah, so I want to go into our music bit. So we're going to go ahead and review NCT 127 Fire Truck. Now, these are the same guys that did the Seventh Sense song. Getting lifted.
Fire Truck. All the round, Mr. Farmer on the floor. 불지표 봐, 열기를 식혀줄게. 불만이 가득 찬 것도 화끈하게. 저 사람의 소리에 느끼는 내 기분은, 말썽 빼는 척은 곤란. Hey, 미지근한 분위기는 no thanks. 흔들리는 내 달궈진 백신. 태운 뒤 빈틈없이 we get lit. Hey, 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 hey. Hands up if you feeling the vibe now. Hey, 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 hey. One step, two steps. 오늘 밤, 너와 나 모두 다 빠져들지. Fire truck.
Yeah. So that was NCT 127 with Fire Truck. They did make the Seventh Sense, but they were called NCTU for that video. But I liked it. I liked the beat.
This wasn't a song for me.
The other song wasn't a song for you either, mm-hmm. but me and Anna really enjoyed their other song as well.
Oh, I do want to mention, since we're talking about music, random, kind of, because it's not having to do with the song, but the last song you guys listened to, Salve.
Oh, yeah, Salve's song.
I was sitting there, and I was like, oh, God.
Bitch, you got no jams.
Yeah, I like that song. Did you listen to the full song, though?
No, I only listened to it.
Peter and I were actually talking about that last night, and he said that he was trying to find it to download it. And he couldn't, so he just kept watching the YouTube video over and over again.
Oh,
so if you
okay.
happen to see a lot more YouTube counts on there, it's probably because it's Peter.
There you go. Yeah, Peter
he's watched it a bunch of times. Yeah, he's just been playing that song over and over again while he's doing his route at the mill.
Kaylee did say that she hit a little on my bias because she said that Salve could probably out-rap Bobby. And
a girl is called Frosty.
Okay, she will.
Yeah, well, you did something very Kaylee-ish. So
Frosty said that he probably could out-rap Bobby. I mean, Salve is a good rapper, but Bobby is my bias.
You can't
fuck with my bias. Anyway,
I
so
can
it got
fuck
me,
with your bias if I
it
want
got
to.
Me into a Bobby kick. So the song that I'm going to play is the song that Bobby did on Show Me the Money, which is a TV show where he rap battles other rappers. And this song that I'm playing is Bounce.
So when you showed us, right, where they a bunch of random people go together, not random, but like a lot of people get together and then they rap against each other.
Yeah, but this one he does on his own.
내게 할래 you never seen a man like me 거침없이 살아가 나는 매일같이 내게 할래 you never seen a man like me 즐기기로 바빠 죽겠어 just follow me
Count to the week, out it, we got it. All legal town. Count to the week,
씻기 전에 머리 싹부터 빼게 손 두고 벌써 백캠 시들이 랩 한답시고 가치는 on agree 내 미간에 주름 잡히고 내 꿈의 퀄리티는 낮춰 나 agree 니네가 쪽지랑 아돌이랑 자세 왜 내가 지우고 내가 닦고 똥 싸지 말고 넌 내가 치워 실력 없다면 냄 감하고 연습실에서 나 썩고 있어 다 죽시기 전에 내 말 듣고 기분 더럽다면 바비를 씹어
Who is that guy who was making eyes at him? Did they have?
It's probably one of his rivals, though.
Okay. Anyway, that was Bobby's Bounce. So if you guys want to check that out, you know where to get it.
Ooh. And definitely watch the YouTube video because it looked like there was some drama going on there. There was a serious guy who was just staring Bobby down in that video, and they were focusing in on it. He was either like, "I want to fuck him," or "I'm gonna fuck him up."
I think it was
intensity. Fuck him up
because it's probably the next guy or the guy that was before him.
There was some intensity there. I'm shipping them. I am shipping them. I'm going
to
write
a BL about it tonight.
I am shipping them,
Bobby.
It was probably
I ship them.
Honestly, it was probably
I stared Bobby down.
It was probably the one who
he hugged that Ajima, and I was like. Who dis bitch?
Who dis bitch, though?
There's probably the one who went right before him, though. So they were probably like, hey,
shit.
Yeah, fucked up right now. Yeah. Like, what the fuck am I gonna do next? Like, oh, fuck. Or, shit, what am I gonna do after this? Like, he's done better than what I even have planned for my whole routine.
But yeah, Solvay's song was amazing, but
Bobby. Solvay can out-rap Bobby. I'm sorry. I'm still... Bobby.
Shakira's
like, can do it.
I don't know about that.
I don't even know who my favorite rapper is.
I think my favorite rapper is Suga. Like, he's my favorite rapper.
Actually, my favorite rapper is Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne?
Yes.
Lil Wayne?
No K-pop.
Top is my favorite rapper.
Top is your favorite rapper.
But Lil Wayne's only
Would you say
Solvay
can out-rap Tom?
No, I'm sorry. Solvay.
No.
But he definitely
no.
you can't
but
out-rap
Tom. He can out-rap Bobby?
Yeah. But he hasn't put in the time yet, and Bobby cannot out-rap Tom.
That's because Bobby's still young. Give him some
Top
time.
Top doesn't really rap.
No.
Top talks.
No,
and
Top
he just
he
kinda,
raps.
He doesn't go
Top
that fast,
raps.
Though.
He is the rapper of the group. Have you not heard Doom Dada?
Yeah, Doom Dada. No. He raps, Anna. Don't get
he
that wrong.
He is a rapper. He is the rapper of the group.
He sounds like he's
Seriously,
talking.
listen but in I, Fantastic Baby.
Okay,
but I'm saying that Bobby.
I found my bias in rapping. I think it's going to go to Jim Carrey when he's like, that's going to be him. That's him. That's it.
I did his bulldog.
Bobby's very talented, though, as a rapper.
No, I'm not saying that Bobby is untalented.
How about this? They're in different ballparks.
Top is the Opa.
No, because
of rapping.
No, because
no. I feel like it depends on the environment and
what they're rapping about.
Yeah, what they're rapping about probably as well too, because it's gonna
no. It goes Top is the head. Okay.
No.
Bobby is in
Kaylee's
the baby category.
Just using
a girl's called
list.
Frosty.
She's just using your bias list.
Yeah. And then Solvay. Solvay is in the up and coming. Okay.
Yeah. Now you're just doing your bias list. That's very biased. Me being
Bobby
the one
ain't
that
in my bias list.
Me being the one that doesn't really like these as much. I like them. They're not my favorite. So I can sit here and say that they're good in their own way. But it just depends on the environment that they're in. So one of them might be better in a
Top
certain thing.
Rap.
Other one can be.
I'm
better
not
going to
deny. Top is one of the best rappers out there. But
one might even have a better voice.
Yeah, exactly.
But
just
it doesn't.
Like, for me, it's just the voice.
Yeah.
The way they flow, the way they talk, the way they
the
do
body
their
language.
Thing. Yeah.
Top is really stiff. It's probably why she's like that. It's because Top is really stiff about things. This guy's not.
Bobby and Suga are like, hype it up.
Yeah. You used to
Top
like Shook.
Hype
shut
up.
Your mouth right now.
Who did I used to like?
Suga from BTS.
I never liked
me.
Suga.
Ratmon.
No,
she
liked
Ratmon first.
Okay, that's right.
Actually, I have no favorite in BTS.
But
it's
you used
so
to like Ratmon the
fucking
first.
Hard to choose.
The one that
I
caught
honestly,
your eye, though, was Ratmon.
Honestly, I don't even think that one of them did catch my eye. I think I was just like, all of them are cool, but I need to pick one just so that I fit in with the group. So, the leader.
The leader. Ratmon is good, though. He's a good rapper.
No, I'm not saying. I like
gonna
everybody
say that
in
Top
BTS.
Can
well, GD. Do you think GD is a
no,
better
GD?
Rapper than...
No, GD is the king. You can't top
You would
GD.
Say GD is better than Top, right?
GD is better than Top.
But Anna, GD's was her bias,
oh,
so...
Oh, God. I just fell into a big hole. Now I'm gonna use biasness. Let me put it this way. One of my coworkers, a guy, he's about 25 years old. We had a conversation because I said Zayn should have stayed in One Direction. Mm-hmm. And he said...
Are you going to go 1D on us right now?
No, I'm comparing these two right now. This is what this is how 1D. It goes. But...
Why do you want 1D when you can have many Ds?
Yeah, apparently
I don't even have many.
That's what Zayn said.
I don't have 1D.
But no. So I said that Zayn should have stayed in One Direction because I like One Direction. I really do, but I don't like Pillow Talk. Pillow Talk is the stupidest song in the world. Like I'm sitting there and I'm like, "Oh, I can't even do my work." It's like it's annoying. So he was like, "What do you mean? He's better at a solo artist." And I was like, No.
I didn't like Pillow Talk either.
It's disgusting. And then I was like, "Ooh, Taeyang." And he's like, "Now that's a guy that should have stayed with his band." And I was like, What?
Hold up a second.
What? And I was like, "Wait, have you even heard this?" And I like went crazy on him. And he's like, "No, I love Big Bang." He's like, "I'm not saying he's bad, but he should have stayed with Big Bang. Like they should just stay together."
Where is this guy? I want to hunt him down and give him.
Bang is still together.
But he said that he should have stayed like
as a group.
Because all the other members are doing.
Then we never would have Cotton Eyes, Nose, and Lips.
Yeah, that's what I told him. Time out. He hasn't heard that song. Time out.
Or Wedding Dress.
Ringo Linga.
I don't really care for that song.
But get out.
It's good. I just don't really necessarily.
Shut up.
I just don't necessarily care for that song as much. Like it's
that
not...
is like the best dancing song ever.
Yeah, but see, I'm not. I don't know. I like love songs better. That's just my.
Well, then you like Wedding Dress by Taeyang.
Yeah, but I'm saying that I just mentioned one song. But anyway, he said that Top and GD are the best together. Like he.
They are the dynamic duo of that.
And then I was like, wait, so you don't like Taeyang and GD because they do stuff together too? And
yeah, good boy. I love good boy.
I was like, how you not listen to that? Oh my god.
This is obviously someone that's not a big.
Oh no, he really is. He's a super like he was listen to K-pop
because if you are honestly a Big Bang fan, you would like all the members as well.
And you would support their solo endeavors.
I don't like all the members.
I used to not like Daesung, but he's coming up now.
Yeah, she's listening to some Daesung songs.
Okay, but Taeyang's not my favorite either.
I can appreciate what he does.
And the reason how I started appreciating him was because of the Eyes, Nose, Lips.
I gotta admit that now that we've heard the Tableau one,
I love that one.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes,
love the
and then there's another band or guy, Henny or
Hentai?
No, it's like Henny or Henry.
Oh, Henry from
Henry
Super
Lau.
I love Henry. He's my favorite.
He does alone. I was sitting there and
I was listening
to his music and I was like, oh my god, where have you been? And Pandora has updated EXO music. And so I'm sitting there and I'm like, oh my god.
Well, not to mention my number one bias of all time, Jun Ho, who's coming out with another solo album.
I don't because
the last one, Can You Feel My Love? Oh.
Can you feel,
I can't feel pick my from
love? I love that song
I think,
so much.
I think I can, sir. I think I can.
I can't pick from 2 p.m. I really can't.
I have trouble picking from 2 p.m. too. I don't go from one to another. Well, I can't like Jun Ho in 2 p.m. because that's yours. So, yes. I mean, the best friend code. Can't touch him. So, I mean, I can appreciate his beauty, though. But yeah, he's not my favorite because it's yours. I stole Kim Hyun Jun from her. But I like now you can have her.
You can have Kim Hyun Jun.
You can have Kim Hyun Jun. She was like out the door, bitch, with that one.
Get the fuck out of here.
I like Kim Hyun Jun still though.
You ain't raping me in the butthole.
She wanted it.
Yeah, I was gonna say, if she wanted it, she got what she wanted. She should not be complaining.
Okay, anyway.
She wanted it. She said LOL after. No, please don't attack my butt. Oh, LOL.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're just being like...
Yeah, they were just being flirty. Okay, let's move on.
Okay, anyways. No, I like Tycoon from 2PM.
Yes,
and then I also have ties with Nikon from 2PM as well. I like Tycoon because he's the man. And then Nikon is kind of like, hi, I'm a cute little baby. And I'm like, you are a cute little baby.
Sorry, I just
so I should like that one?
No.
You can pick your own.
It was a joke.
Pick your own.
It was a joke. He was like, no, you can't like him.
Anyway,
let's go
into news.
So I got some K-pop news for us. GOT7. Two members are catching some heat from the internet trolls. Bam Bam got in trouble because in a Snapchat, he said the N-word.
Oh, snap.
He said, what up, my N-word. But see, he was just doing what he interprets in all the rap music.
Yeah, I think he was trying to
He never meant it as a negative thing.
Racist thing.
He never meant it to be racist. Yeah. And then everybody's talking about, ever since, you know, all these stuff with Black Lives Matter and all that, everybody's giving him heat and telling him that he needs to kill himself for saying that. But he was just goofing off with his friends, and then he said that.
He's gonna end up himself.
Well, I don't know if you guys...
It's not his fault.
No, it's not, because
English
it's
is not his first language.
He's
just not his fault.
What he's seeing through the hip hop community that he's watching.
Yeah.
He doesn't think that it's a. He probably doesn't think that it's that big of a racial
problem. He has no idea what's going on with that.
This is an issue that happened, I believe, with Ratmon from BTS.
He got over it. So.
But he also had death threats as well, and I think they had to actually cancel their New York show because of this issue.
Yeah, but let me tell you guys a story. My aunt, she's Mexican. She speaks Spanish, but knows English enough to, you know, talk to whoever she needs to. She did not know all the colors in English. And negro is black in Spanish.
Yeah.
It's the color black. So one day, it was like around when I was in 8th grade, so years ago, my cousin's best friend comes in and he's wearing all black. And she was trying to talk to him because he's a white kid. So she was like, hey, look at you all dressed in... But didn't say negro. Didn't say... She said the N-word because she wasn't... She didn't know.
So she was translating.
Yeah. So it doesn't necessarily mean he meant it like that. It, like, comes out the wrong way. And it's not your fault. English is not his first language. That's not his fault that he thinks that it should be pronounced the way that he's seen it before, because let's face it.
I want you guys to look at the video too. Can we pull up the video so that you can see it? It's a short little Snapchat thing. It's only 6 seconds long. It's on YouTube. You just type in YouTube Bam Bam and then N word, and it automatically populates.
Just Bam Bam.
You can't even hear it. Literally, somebody had to point it out and be like, "What the fuck?"
It was probably GOT7's Bam Bam saying the N word up at the very first one.
Which one?
It's that one. See, did you guys even hear it? It was right at the beginning. Did you guys even hear it? It was really quiet.
How do they even know that was...
You can tell by that it's his voice, but it's very low. But yeah, that's the Snapchat. Oh, and then hit this one. Okay, GOT7, Yugyeom.
Gets drunk?
Gets drunk,
The very first one, yeah.
Okay, so another one... I wanted to talk about this one, too, because they're both getting shit for this.
Okay.
So... Yugyeom is, like, what, 18?
Yeah.
17?
Isn't that illegal drinking?
Yeah, so he's legally drinking. He's getting some flack for this because he's supposedly drunk leaning on a table.
And
people
but
are...
But he's 18.
He's in old
Korea.
He's old enough to drink.
Yeah, but they're in L.A. At Mark's father's house. And so now people
Father is Korean.
And again...
No, Mark's father is Taiwanese.
Mark is Taiwanese.
But still, either or.
But they're
many,
getting on both of them.
How many people have not drank before they turn 21?
It's just because they're famous, and then they're yelling at Yugyeom. Yugyeom is my bias. I'm upset
with
that.
Are these American fans that are giving them flack?
Probably.
Or is this, do you know if it's Korean Netsians that are doing
it? I have no idea which ones
it's
are doing it.
I'm
thinking it's maybe the Korean ones, to be honest, because I think the Korean ones are a little bit more stricter, but it could probably be a mix of both.
Like 12-year-old American
the
girls
articles
that are, like, freaking out over...
The articles that I was reading, you know, it didn't specify which fans they were from, and it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You know, if you're a fan, they do stuff like that. They're real people.
Yeah,
you know?
I was just gonna say, you need to separate them from where you have them. Take them off this goddamn pedestal that you have them. They're people, like you and I. They're they're beautiful, gorgeous people, but
like,
they're still people.
I drank before I was 21.
Yeah, exactly. We've all done it.
I drank before I was 20, I drank before I was 19, I drank before I was 18.
And I've heard kids, you know, growing up say, what up, my blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not saying it derogatory. He's not saying... F those, blah, blah, blah. He's just imitating what he hears. And
there's a Korean word that
says. Well, yeah, but he confirmed, he already made a public apology, and he confirmed that he didn't say that.
What I'm saying is, no matter what, it doesn't matter.
But the point is, on that, though, is he admitted that he did say it, and he apologized for it, but people are still giving him shit about it.
So he decided to be an adult and mature about it, and people are still giving him shit and apologize about it.
I honestly think he shouldn't have apologized at all, because this is...
Whoever's giving him death
threats... He never said it derogatory.
If they're real fans, which they're obviously not real fans, yeah, exactly. Whoever they are fans of are only trying to give him shit because... they want their other biases to go up higher, but in reality, what you're doing is you're giving them more fame, so thank you.
Calm down, whoever you are. Just calm down. I mean, like, he didn't, like, go on public television using that word.
No, yeah, this is, like, a Snapchat.
It was a private event with friends.
And then, you know, a Snapchat thing.
And he speaks another language. There's, like Anna pointed out, there are words in the Korean language that sound similar to that word.
And even if he did say that word, it doesn't matter. He doesn't know how to speak English. He never said it
derogatory. It wasn't derogatory.
It's Bam Bam. He's the baby. Get over it.
Bam Bam is called Bam Bam for a reason.
I'm the baby, and I know I messed up and did a lot of bad stuff, so think about whatever you guys did.
Right.
Yeah, put yourself in his fucking
shoes. He's 19. Give him a fucking break.
God, he's a baby.
Her baby, though.
Got another news thing here. So there was an attack, terrorist attack in Nice, France. Mm-hmm. Apparently, a truck went through the Bastille parade in Nice, mowed down 73 people. Driver was reportedly zigging and zagging, as well as shooting off a gun as he drove through the crowd. Mm-hmm. That literally scared me, especially with that Pokemon event going on next week. I'm like kind of worried, like, would that happen at one of these events? But apparently they got the guy who did it, the police, and they are listing it as a terrorist attack from the last article that I read on it, and they're checking to see if he had any accomplices right now. And when they got into the truck, they found that the truck was fully loaded.
So that scares you, but the fact that I'm telling you that...
Well, Anna, another point is like, if we looked at it that way, we wouldn't go to nightclubs, we wouldn't go to the movie theaters, we wouldn't go to festivals.
That's like an everyday thing. This is not an everyday thing. This is more than that. This is...
But this was a festival, right?
Yeah.
You were talking about not going to it before I had even heard about the Nice incident. And then that's when I got scared right after the Nice incident.
Mm-hmm. That's like that. That's why. Because stuff like that, people do shit like that. It's the world. It's not just our little group.
Which is why me and Nisa were talking about it, and we're like, even if, you know...
There's a possibility we still will not go to this Pokemon Go event, but... At the same time,
we're like, fuck it, live our lives.
Yeah, why are we gonna stop living our lives?
Because I mean, it made me a little nervous, but
I want to die at.
Well, then you don't have to come, but me and Ezra are still gonna go. But it did make me kind of a little like, oh, okay. So I mean, like when we're there, you know, I'm obviously gonna be a little wary.
Yeah,
maybe
be really careful.
Maybe be watching my exits, grab knees, and be like, run, bitch.
We're gonna be in a park.
Yeah, be really careful.
Okay, so we'll go. We'll find a tree or something.
Drunk drivers, but these people are being distracted so much to the point where there's so many accidents, so many more accidents than normal, and it's because people are driving like idiots because they're not paying attention. They have their phone up to their face or their heads down to their phone.
Don't be stupid.
And it's like, why are you driving and playing? Like, people are telling me, oh, yeah, I catch Pokestops when I'm driving. What the fuck? Like,
What the fuck are you doing?
Like, I have
Jeff's
phone.
I don't catch Pokemon while I'm driving.
I have Jeff's phone in my hand, and I have mine, and I'm, like,
double-fisting
Pokemon. And I'm like, damn it, I missed it on yours, or damn it, I missed it on mine, or, oh, fuck, look, there's this Pokemon. Do you want it? I'm gonna get it, and then, like, so forth.
Yeah,
like,
people are crazy,
doing.
Though, like... please be careful. I mean, it does say when you open up the app, always be aware of your surroundings.
And it's not referring to Pokemon around you. Yeah, it's referring to other stuff. Like, you're living in the real world.
Yeah, which is why that one mother who's, like, trying to sue Pokemon, like, oh, this thing. They have a disclaimer at the front of the thing. Exactly. That is the first thing that you look at when that damn screen is loading.
Yeah, there's...
Hey, be mindful of your surroundings. The Pokemon are not real.
And honestly, that probably falls down on the mom. So if anybody should get in trouble, it's the mom.
Hey, do you think Google Glasses would let you see?
Oh my god, wouldn't that be amazing? That the other day, I was like, what if Google Glasses made it so you can walk around and play Pokemon
Those glasses on? Hint. Oh, they're gonna make a new game. This is kind of news. This is news related. Nintendo is coming out with like this old school game system.
Yeah, I was just about to bring that up. Nintendo is coming out with their classic, which is the NES.
It's got 30
games. It's going to come with 30 games. Right? And it's supposedly it's going to be released on November 11th.
I have to get that for my brother for Christmas.
Their retail price that they were thinking about is like 50, 60 bucks.
Yeah, 60 bucks. I'm definitely going to get it. Fuck yeah! So
getting that. I'm excited for that.
Probably have so to pre-order. The 30 games that it's going to put is that will be included with the NES Classic Edition is Balloon Fight, Bubble Bobble. Castlevania, Castlevania 2, Donkey Kong, Donkey Kong Jr., Double Dragon 2, The Revenge, Dr. Mario,
Dr. Mario,
Excitebike, Final Fantasy, Galaga, Ghosts and Goblins.
What about Duck Hunter?
Gradius, Ice Climber, Kid. There's Kirby. Kirby Adventures is going to be on there. Mario Brothers. Mm-hmm.
Better have fucking
Mario. Mega Man.
Yep. Pac-Man is definitely going to be on there.
Fuck yeah, Pac-Man.
And
when can we start ordering this? Because I think I should get this for my brother now. And by for my brother, I mean for me as well.
But they're also going to have The Legend of Zelda and Zelda 2. Oh, I'm so excited to play Zelda.
Hey, you guys are going to hate on me right now. We should do Zelda for Halloween.
We should.
You can be the fairy, I'll be Link.
Yeah, it's going to be November 11th, so...
I was going to say, I'm not a big Zelda fan.
When can we pre-order?
I like it, but I don't like it.
I don't know, you can probably pre-order it now.
Yeah, I don't know.
But it definitely is going to be on my Christmas list. Dear family...
If Dan doesn't get it for you, I'll get it for you, because that's what a best friend does.
Oh, I love you. But look how cute it's going to be. It's going to be like palm size.
You play it with Wii remotes.
No, it comes with a remote, too.
But it's gonna the kids will love it, too.
It's
going to
be a Wii remote, though, is what I was reading on there.
Anyway, super excited. Any more news?
Well, Mick Jagger is going to be a father again. I suppose that's news.
Daughter?
Anna, it's just the best. Better than the rest. No. Mick Jagger, lead singer of
Wait a second.
There was a guy who said something, the heart wants what it wants.
Oh, okay. You were talking about Woody Allen had like sex with his daughter and had a
baby.
It's
technically stepdaughter, but still, it's still his daughter.
Was it Woody Allen that married
his Mick Jagger. Oh, yeah. Woody Allen married his stepdaughter.
That's a Woody Allen's
voice. Gross.
Okay. So anyways, Mick Jagger, lead singer of the Rolling Stones. Rolling Stones being one of my favorite bands. Love it. I like the early 1960s stuff, but I also like, their newer stuff, too. But anyways, he's going to be a father again at 72. Guys, still rolling out. Awesome sperm.
Damn. Unless it's not his... Dun, dun, dun.
Pretty sure it's his, though. I think him...
Wasn't he on a lot of drugs at one point?
Okay.
That was Keith Richards.
Let me talk about movie news.
Okay, movie news. Go ahead.
I wanted to bring up that Pokemon is going to be a live-action movie.
Woohoo!
Ash Ketchum is going to be live.
Like, is it going to be, like, actually people? Or?
Yeah, live-action.
Who's up to play Ash?
No one yet. It's too soon.
Well, no, yeah, it's too soon, but they're saying that Max Landis is the potential screenwriter for the movie.
What has he done?
He did Chronicles, Meet Your Maker, Victor Frankenstein, Mr. Wright.
No idea.
You've never seen the...
Victor Frankenstein, that's the one with James McAvoy and Daniel. Yeah. Okay, cool. I'm excited now.
Hey, so for my birthday, I was thinking that one movie, Nerve, with Emma Roberts and Dave Franco.
Yeah. God, I'm just getting names wrong.
You ain't on your
I'm like You made me forget his name for like a split second.
Okay, anyway, another one is dun dun dun. Go Power Rangers! Mighty Morphin Power Rangers!
They're doing a live action of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers?
Well, they're doing you guys, one again because they
Power
did
Rangers
before.
Makes little but they kids just, violent.
They just released a picture of their new suits. Look at this. Look how badass they look.
Okay, dude. But they look really cool, and I'm glad that we can enjoy it now that we're adults.
So is it going to be an Asian cast?
No, it's white teenagers.
Little kids got really violent with
is
this.
The Yellow Ranger going to be Asian again?
I don't know, but that was racist. Let me tell you something about my dear old grandma.
Why? The black guy was
no,
black,
I remember
wasn't
one
he?
Christmas as
yeah,
a child.
Yeah, the black ranger was the black
yeah.
So racist. I remember when my grandparents gave me... I really liked the pink ranger.
And they gave you the yellow one.
And they gave me the yellow ranger for a Christmas gift.
I liked the yellow ranger better than the pink ranger. Because the yellow ranger could kick ass.
Mm-hmm.
The pink ranger was a little bitch who always screamed for Tommy. Like, dude,
in the original
movie that they did, the live action Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie, when they had the original cast, which by the way I loved because it took the TV show and then made it into an actual movie.
Yeah.
Anyways, the dinosaur's attacking, and who is she calling for?
Tommy, help me!
It's like, bitch, you are the pink motherfucking ranger. Transform and go after that shit.
Go kick ass. God damn.
Yeah, I think the yellow one was my favorite growing up. And I think that's why I used to like the color yellow. And then I was like, okay,
girl,
I'm done.
The girl who played
okay,
the yellow ranger is actually dead.
Really?
Did you know that?
No,
yeah.
I did not know
she
that.
She died in a car crash.
Oh, sad.
She went young.
This is technically movie news, but The Lost Boys is getting a sequel comic.
Oh, never mind.
From Vertigo.
Comic. Yeah, I was like, comic. Sequel movie?
What's The Lost Boys? It sounds really familiar.
Anna!
No.
What
no,
the
no.
fuck?
No,
Anna!
No, stop.
Why?
No, stop. Like, seriously,
why?
Kaylee, stop for a second. This is... No, I need you guys...
Oh, man.
What I need you guys to do is explain to me this movie, because I'm not good with titles.
The Lost
You guys
Boys.
Are going crazy explaining a bunch of random things, and I'm trying to keep up,
okay.
But there's
Lost
too
Boys.
Many titles.
It's about vampires.
In Santa Carla, California.
Yeah.
Two,
it sounds really familiar, but I don't know.
It's these two brothers whose mother has just divorced their father, and they go to Santa Carla, California to move in with their grandpa. And while they're living there, the older brother gets a crush on this girl, but she's supposedly with another dude. And the other dude kind of lures him back to their clubhouse and says that he wants to be friends with him. And it turns out that they're actually vampires. And then they make the older brother drink vampire blood, and then he starts to change into a vampire. He becomes a half vampire. And then the vampire tribe tries to get him to kill and eat his brother. And then, you know, wackiness ensues because he tries to fight his urges, and he takes the girl back with him. And then they all try to fight the vampire club together. And then they also enlist the help of some would-be vampire hunters. It's very 80s, but very awesome.
I love The Lost Boys.
It sounds vaguely familiar.
Well, make her watch it.
Do you have any other movie news?
I know a lot of cool movies are coming out this month.
Okay,
like, Nerve is one of them that's coming out. It's, like, towards the end of the month.
Yeah, I saw the trailer for that one. That looks interesting.
In the Dark or something like that? Or The Lights Out or something?
Yeah,
the
yeah
movie where
Lights
the,
Out.
Yeah, there
I
want to
see Lights Out when
We're
that comes out.
We're definitely seeing that.
And then, The Bad Moms Club or the...
Oh, yeah,
Bad Moms.
Yeah.
Bad Moms.
Oh,
oh
with,
my God, it
with Kristen
really
Bell and then Christina Applegate?
Yeah.
It looks really good.
We're going to see Star Trek.
Yep, definitely. I want to see what happens with Chekhov, because, you know, it's Anton Yelchin's last time as Chekhov, obviously.
Yeah.
So I want to know, like, are they going to make any are they going to make any sudden adjustments now that he has passed?
We're curious to see if they recast.
Or if
that with Dumbledore. They can't do that.
Well, I don't like it when they recast, so I'm wondering, like, if they do another Star Trek movie
Sometimes
after this one.
Sometimes they recast people that are better.
I don't like it when they recast.
I don't really mind as long as the recast is better.
Mm.
Well, anyway, we're gonna go Pokemon hunting now.
Alright, guys, so since we're gonna go Pokemon hunting, it's taken up for our other free time.
I wanna be...
At this time, we would like to thank you for your membership to the Haro Club. Make sure to show your support through our Facebook page, Twitter, and Instagram. I will travel. We are on Facebook as The Horror Club.
Hold on, Hannah, you're going to have to try.
I'm trying so hard to not laugh at you guys.
We weren't paying attention. Go again.
All right. So, at this time, we would like to thank you for your membership to The Horror Club. Make sure to show your support through our Facebook page, Twitter, and Instagram. Like, comment, and share, because we just love. And if you really hated your time with us today...
Sorry, we're not sorry. Pokemon Go! Woo!